And there has continued to be some level of concern. By now, incidentally, just about all the major American press, at least editorially, is calling for Indonesia to do something, get out, or at least allow a referendum or something or other. Congress, finally under the pressure of a very small number of organizers, did pass legislation. It took effect in 1992. To terminate light arms sale and military training for Indonesian officers. That forced the Clinton administration into some odd gyrations. They announced, delicately selecting the anniversary of the invasion to announce it, quietly announced that they would interpret the congressional legislation as meaning the opposite of what it said. The congressional legislation said that the United States can't train Indonesian officers, and they said they would interpret it as meaning we can train Indonesian officers. They said we'll interpret it as meaning we can't pay with U.S. funds for the training. The Indonesians have to pay with presumably money we give them with some other hand. Congress protested pretty strongly, but there was no public awareness. In fact, you had to really search to find it reported. Nevertheless, it did at some level go through. And these things are important. I mean, it's not that they stopped the flow of arms and training. So Britain is delighted to move into the breach and become the leading exporter to Indonesia. If he can make a buck murdering people, you know, any self-respecting government will do that. In particular, England is entirely happy. They're now the leading military exporter to Indonesia. Australia, as soon as the U.S. stopped sending light arms, Australia sensed a nice niche market. I was in Australia a couple of weeks ago, invited by East Timorese, in fact. And as I landed in the Sydney airport, the first headline I saw was Australia to sell 100,000 assault rifles to Indonesia, to say a little niche market opening, so they're happy to move in. But it's quite significant when the United States does anything even symbolic. There's some good reasons for that. One is that the U.S. happens to be the big mafia don, and everybody knows that. And when the top guy says, I don't like something, everybody pays notice, pays attention, even if it's symbolic. The other thing is that there's a mutual supportive effect. When something happens here, it stimulates people in England to protest, and in Australia, and indeed conversely, the gangsters all work together, and everybody else has to as well if you want to reverse the impact of these things. So in Australia, for example, there's considerable protest against the sale of assault weapons and other contacts. And in England as well, there's some protest building up, especially due to people like John Pilger and others. And the effect of the U.S. decisions matters. It spills over. Whatever happens here has a big side effect throughout the world.